Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Big issues, big guests, and nice work by Dan, because we've seen something in the suburbs that's rather remarkable. It's even been talked about Delaware County and our area nationally. First time since the Civil War, essentially, something like that, that Democrats took over running the county. At one point, when I started in talk radio, certainly, Delaware County was every bit as much Republican. They had a thing called the War Board and all this stuff, as Philadelphia is Democrat, that you couldn't imagine that happening. But also, in a relatively close race, the DA's office changed hands from the incumbent Republican to the Democrat, Jack Stahlsteimer. The new DA joins us, first time here, I think, on Talk Radio 1210. Mr. DA, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Well, tell us, your overall, how would you distinguish yourself? I know some of it you've distinguished, and listeners may be aware of maybe the previous DA or the Republicans, is the idea of, I think Democrats in general won on some of this in Delaware County, insider stuff, you know, one party that was there forever, so it gets calcified with the prisons and all that. But other than that, what's different about you as a DA, say, versus your predecessor? What's the point of emphasis for you?
Well, first of all, I think you're right. There, you know, one-party rule in Delaware County by a corrupt political machine has really led us to have a bad government health situation here. We pay, in the suburbs of Philadelphia, we pay the highest county tax rate and we get the least services. And that's sort of true of my office as well. When I came in here, the DAs in the other suburban counties were telling me, you have the lowest starting salary for DAs in the region. And it makes it really hard to attract quality people. Now, we're very fortunate that we've been able to do that. We're trying to treat our people better. Our assistant DAs, we're trying to have them raise their salaries and so that people aren't having to work as waitresses and waiters on the weekends. So we're trying to do that to improve the staff morale and make the services we deliver better for the taxpayers. But we're also trying to repurpose some of the units we've got in the office. We're going to focus on gun violence, particularly in the city of Chester, one of the most violent cities in America. And we're going to do some data-driven programs down there to try to work with the community, work with the local police in a very intelligent way to disrupt the violence in the city of Chester.
Okay. Why would a George Soros reach out, and if these news reports are right, you can clarify if they're not, but I've seen it in all the papers and record, and contribute in the neighborhood of about $100,000. Why do you think that happened?
Well, first of all, I don't know George Soros, so
okay.
Just because you read it in newspaper, Dom, doesn't make it true. You also probably have read, which is true, that my opponent got $500,000 from dark money sources out of Washington. Now, what I did was I was able to receive some funding from an organization that does support what are called progressive prosecutors, which can be both district attorneys who are both Republican and Democrat.
Okay.
Because criminal justice reform is actually the one public policy issue across this country where people on the right and the people on the left are meeting together and making real change. So the fact that we have the only privately run prison in Pennsylvania is really a sore point for a lot of people in Delaware County and particularly people all across Pennsylvania. The fact that we weren't doing smart things like having an environmental crimes unit or going after the misclassification of union workers on construction sites, these are all issues that we brought to people's attention during the course of our campaign. And like any campaign, there were people who decided to support us. One of which was a PAC, as you talked about, and they did a poll, and they found out that I was going to win, and they were very content with that. And by the way, I did win.
Okay. You had support, too, as I understand it. Again, news reports, I'm not there day to day, from people that were associated with Larry Krasner. would Krasner be the type of progressive that you're talking about that is a model or something close to that for you?
Well, I don't need a model. My name is Jack Stolzarmer, not Larry Krasner. And just because we live next to Philadelphia and some people who know Larry Krasner also support me, that doesn't mean that we are aligned.
Okay, but Jack, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I mean, my understanding was, though, that some of the people that helped direct his campaign were high up in your campaign. Am I in error?
You are in error. And what you should probably do is stop reading the Republican blogs and actually look at the facts. And
No, wait a minute, Jack. It's not just Republican blogs. That doesn't work here. I read everybody and everything, the Delco Times and others. And so none of those people that are reported connected with Krasner and helping his election were actually helping to guide your election.
There was a lot of people who did volunteer work for our campaign.
Okay.
I can't tell you that every single person who knocked on a door for Jack Stolzarmer also didn't knock on a door for Larry Krasner. But some of the people who knocked on doors for me also knocked on doors for Kevin Steele in Montgomery County.
Okay.
That's sort of the way politics works, Dom. And I don't know Larry Krasner very well. I've met him once or twice. I've spent more time with Kevin Steele and Deb Ryan than I have with Larry. He runs his county's district attorney's office, and I'm running mine. So if you want to talk about what I'm doing, why don't we talk about what I'm doing and not what Larry Krasner's doing?
Okay.
Which you seem to be more interested in.
No, that's not true. I'm interested in getting your philosophy and how this will play out for Delaware County. And again, I don't remember anybody getting $100,000 from a guy like George Soros. Krasner's the only one here locally. And let me ask you, the reason I'm asking this is people are fearful, and you may say this is a Republican talking point. Krasner, in a brilliant strategy, is taking people like Krasner, the DA in St. Louis, and these others who have a different view of law enforcement. They're using their discretion not to enforce any number of laws. So I wanted to ask you this, Jack. Are there things that you think were being overly enforced or that you're looking at not enforcing, say, from the previous DA?
So what I'm doing here is using my authority and discretion to protect the people of Delaware County. I have no idea what you're talking about. So if you want to just talk about what I'm doing in Delaware County, we can talk about what I'm doing.
Well, I'm asking, I'm trying to get it with reform. Are there
Go ahead. Listen, I'm going to ask a specific question, right? So we have a privately run prison, which is a waste of taxpayers' resources and provides a terrible service to the people who are in it. So county council and I are working together to try to reform that prison and eventually deprivatize it so that there aren't the issues, so that people aren't making a profit off of giving people subpar services in our county jail for low-level offenders.
Well, I think you have a lot of support on that. Yeah, I think
great,
that you do.
Great.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Shepherd case as something philosophically. You made a point, I saw a quote about your predecessor, trying to gain favor with the Trump administration by appearing tough on crime. This man, Shepherd, was involved in the commission of a murder. He was part of it. He got his sentence commuted, I believe, after 25 years. And she kept him, was trying to keep him in jail until the victims, the family that are still survivors, were able to publicly make their case and have a victim impact statement on a previous charge, which was minor, of shoplifting. You publicly use that to make the comment this was just grandstanding.
Well, this is where, again, the facts don't support what you're saying. Let me finish. What she did was she kept him on a detainer after his sentence was commuted, long after the family had been contacted, had given their victim witness statements to the governor's office, and that part of the process had been concluded. What my predecessor was trying to do was force Mr. Shepherd to plead guilty to a 28-year-old retail theft for a pair of jeans that never left the Springfield Mall. And what that would have done could have made his commutation of his sentence, put it at risk. So we don't do stupid things right now in the district attorney's office. We're not going to prosecute a 28-year-old retail theft case for spite. And that's what that seemed to be to me in December when she made Mr. Shepherd spend an extra weekend in Delaware County Jail after his sentence was commuted and after his family had been the family of the victim in the case that you're talking about, the underlying murder that happened in Philadelphia. It didn't happen in Delaware County. Okay? So the family had been contacted. All of that process had gone on. This was a political stunt, and that's what the facts show to me.
Okay.
And as what I did which I think the taxpayers of Delaware County, if you talk to any rational person, they're going to tell you makes sense, is I dismiss the prosecution of the 28-year-old case because there's no further reason for us to spend taxpayers' resources prosecuting that case.
What is your position? Did this come up on the during the campaign? And then I want to go back to the Chester and the thing you're going to be doing there, Jack, about people that are here illegally, people that are illegal aliens, people that are undocumented. Did that come up in the campaign and how your office will, what the philosophy is, what the protocols will be around this?
It did come up during the campaign because it's not a local issue.
I'm asking, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm asking about ICE, and I'm asking about the relationship with them and your view on that.
As I was about to tell you before you interrupted me, it didn't come up during the campaign because ICE does their job at the federal level. We do our job at the county level. Where ICE is seeking cooperation from local law enforcement and they're following the Fourth Amendment protections, we're more than happy to cooperate with them.
So that people know, though, that are listening, would that mean kind of the position that Philadelphia has? Is that what you mean by that?
I don't know what the Philadelphia position is, Don.
Well, come on, Jack, you know what it is. Of course you do.
Why don't we end this conversation if you're not going to come up with anything that's actually of interest to people in Delaware County? I'm the district attorney of Delaware County.
You're the judge.
You keep talking about Philadelphia. Why don't you just talk to
Because
Larry
Krasner? I'm trying to get you to be specific on this, and I've tried to
acknowledge. I just gave you my answer.
Okay, if that's your answer, that's your answer.
Yeah.
So what is this initiative that you'll be doing specifically in Chester City around gun violence? You talked about smarter an operation there. What is it, if you could nutshell it for listeners, particularly in Delaware County, they'd like to know, what is it you'll be doing?
Wow, you're actually interested in something happening in Delaware County.
Right,
That's terrific.
You know what, Jack?
That's terrific.
You know what, Jack? Look, Jack, I didn't do anything to you here. I'm glad you came on, and I don't want to end the conversation this way. You're the one that's being obnoxious with this stuff. Now, I ask you a legitimate question.
Okay, thanks a lot, Don.
Go right ahead and answer. Okay. Yeah, you hung up. I didn't hang up. Okay. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Sorry, Dan. Look, we're trying to get some particulars here.
Horrible time to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we're trying to get some particulars, and I am reaching for his philosophy on these things before we see them play out. Now, this is the typical type of stuff that you do because we don't just take vague statements. We try to match them up and ask something in reality. Is that what you're talking about? Is that what you're going to do? George Soros did commit $100,000 here. And the question is why? All right, so I'd love to get your response to that. 855-839-1210.
Twitter's aflame right now.
AT&T and Verizon Wireless. I wasn't going to hang up. I was thinking about it then when it got to that point. But again, the only thing I have to go on is the reality of this campaign before all these things are put into play and trying to sync them up with what's happened with other George Soros-supported DAs across the country. And it's fine for Jack to say, no, that's not me. Okay. But that's where we are. We're right here with Larry Krasner, and we have a guy that's also supported. I think those are legitimate questions. I stand by them. You think, Dan? Well, you can tell me honestly.
Those Republican blogs you're reading, Dom.
Yes, that shot. And when I asked, and I went in asking, these are news reports, okay? Are they inaccurate? And give them a chance to say yes, because I know that. The news report can be inaccurate. These weren't just Republican blogs. Delaware County Times endorsed Barack Obama for president. I love Phil Herron as a person, but my God, that's not a Republican blog. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. You know, Dan, I didn't want to do that because I wanted to have him back when there's an actual issue that happens in Delaware County that he wants to talk about. All right? So, and look, we do a normal flow of conversation. I don't think I interrupted or overly interrupted there. I just interrupted to clarify a few times. That's fine. I'm glad he came on, though. We try to do that. And we don't just start hollering and sabotaging. If I did, I was wrong. I don't think I did, though. 855-839-1210. And if you want that, when we get a guest on that we differ with, that we're just going to start arguing and yelling, not going to do that. All right? We're not just preaching to the choir. And I agree, the private prison thing is something that people in Delaware County apparently don't like. That was a sticking point in this campaign. All right, so phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up, Dan, give me the reaction on Twitter. And you can get in right now. And again, I know it'll be difficult, Dan, when something happens to get him back. But
I don't even know if I can read a lot of what's being said on Twitter right now. It's that bad.
Okay. Well, you can clean it up for us.
Yeah, I can do my best to clean it up for you, yeah.
But it's not, we don't do ambush type of stuff here. Maybe I should have asked to have him in studio. If he'd come in studio, maybe he could have gone longer then. But I am diametrically opposed to where I think this is going in Delaware County. And yet, the question I came back to was, all right, tell us in Chester specifically what's going to happen. The response I got that I remember was, oh, finally, you're asking me about something here.
See, the thing is, we went into this, me and you, we specifically said that we're inviting him on to kind of share his ideals.
Right.
And there's no way you can have a genuine conversation without bringing up all the allegations of Soros. There's absolutely
right.
no way to go
exactly.
down, to have a discussion about the guy's policies without first at least pushing that away. And the way he responded in itself kind of says a lot, right?
Well, also that the Krasner people were some of the leaders. According to the Delco, a bunch of them, not just Republican talking points, they're the leaders. Now, I'm not saying he's Larry Krasner. Heaven forbid. I hope he's not. But this is a breakout moment for the suburbs. That's the point. That's where a lot of our listeners are. Yeah, Philadelphia, even for Philadelphia, Larry Krasner is way out there. But for the suburbs, that's going to be a big deal. That's my prediction for Delaware County. But I have to tell you, I admire when the person's willing to come on. I admire that. That takes a lot to do that because they know that we differ. That's a good thing. So that's the upside.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.